From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com back with us. His research has resulted in the publication of a number of peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He's the founder of the Youngevity Company and, of course, is a member of the criticalhealthnews.com team. Doc Wallach appears with us and pharmacist Ben Fuchs every 3 weeks. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you, George. I always appreciate being with you. You're the greatest. I can't thank you enough for sharing your time.
Well, we want to help people, and you want to help people, and that's what's so important. And lots to talk with you about tonight, Doc. But I want you to react to this study of light to moderate drinking is tied to a lower risk of heart attack and deaths in patients with heart disease. What's that all about?
Well, we've known this for a long time, George, that it's not the alcohol in the drinking. It's actually the antioxidants you find in the wine. I've been drinking a glass of red wine at dinner time every night for, 40, 50 years. And so it makes you sleep better. And I'm 82 years old and don't have any pre-existing conditions, no diabetes, no heart disease, no obesity, no high blood pressure, no arthritis, no fibromyalgia, no lupus, none of that kind of stuff.
We just got to keep you from falling into holes.
That's right.
Well, that's fantastic. So is it the resveratrol? What is that? What do they call that?
Yeah, it could be the resveratrol. It's the antioxidants. There's about a dozen different antioxidants in red wine. There's more in red wine than there is in white wine. But even white wine, it has, the alcohol in it. But at any rate, if a person doesn't have a addiction problem, they can start out with, say, 2 ounces of red wine every night with dinner. And, it works. It's been working for thousands of years.
I got lots of emails about your presentation tonight, but one was very heartwarming from an individual who just wanted to thank you for the advice that you've given us over the years because, as they said, I don't do everything Doc Wallach says, but I do a lot, and it's helped me. I can feel the difference. People can actually feel the difference, can't they?
Oh, very quickly. Usually within a couple of weeks, we have people who have many, many terrible problems. And I've had people who were in comas for 8 years and being fed with a G-tube, and we put our stuff through their G-tube, and 3 days' time they wake up and go back to work. They didn't even know they were sick after 8 years of being in comas. And so it's a miracle. The body has been given the ability to heal itself, cell by cell, tissue by tissue, organ by organ. And I have to share one thing with you, George.
Sure.
Back April 16, 2013, a federal court, we've been fighting for 25 years, and it was a project that Dr. Milan and I did in China. We did 1,700 autopsies on kids, and we gave that to a federal judge, and we wanted to put these nutrients into baby formulas. And to make a long story short, we got the nutrient put in based on those 1,700 autopsies. The federal judges couldn't argue with our thesis. And a year and a half later, that was April 16, 2013, so September 19, 2014, the front page of the Charlotte Observer, I mean, we're talking Third World War-type bold statements. We don't know why, but son of a death syndrome has vanished in the state of North Carolina.
That's fantastic.
Through putting these nutrients into baby formulas, George, we got rid of, I'm talking about myself and Youngevity, our teams, we got rid of cystic fibrosis, thought to be genetic disease. We got rid of muscular dystrophy, thought to be genetic disease. We actually gave a bunch of charts to Jerry Lewis that showed the kids had, they were 31 years old and they were born with muscular dystrophy. And just after, say, 3 months on our program, there were no more muscular dystrophy. And so Jerry Lewis got excited, talked to the doctors. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis.
After all those years, they fired him. Yep.
Yeah, he raised $2 billion for them, and they fired him. And the telethon disappeared without Jerry Lewis. And then, of course, the another thing that happened was son of a death syndrome. Of course, the doctors said that the babies were being laid on by their mothers, and I did the research and said, "Wait a minute, 98% of these babies dying of sudden death syndrome are in the crib. So I'm the one that made them change the name from sudden death syndrome to crib death. And it turns out that only 2% were in the bed with the mothers. The mothers didn't lay on them. They died of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is a simple nutritional deficiency. And so we don't have cystic fibrosis anymore. We don't have muscular dystrophy anymore. We don't have sudden death syndrome if the mothers are doing all the right stuff. Now, every once in a while, you can get one where somebody did something wrong. But if everybody does everything right, those three diseases are gone. They were all nutritional deficiency diseases, not genetics or not mothers laying on the babies. And the doctors missed it by 1,000 miles.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's set another record. We always seem to be slamming when the doc's on. And here's that toll-free number when we get into taking calls at the half of this hour and next hour. In case you miss what Doc Wallach has said, call this number because he's got a staff that's taking notes. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, I'm going to read you an email verbatim from Diana. It says, "Hello, George. Was hoping you could ask Doc Wallach a question for me on tonight's show. Could you please ask about restless leg syndrome? Every night I have restless legs and the need to move and walk. It's been going on for 30 years and very disruptive to my sleep. I've tried everything, I think, including minerals, sending my hair off to Doc Wallach for analysis." I don't know if you ever got that, Doc. Hypnotherapy.
Well, I get thousands of them a month, so I don't know.
Okay. Acupuncture, vitamin C infusions, you name it. I spend most of the night awake and exhausted the next day. What do I do?
Okay. Well, she has sciatica. She has a low back problem. Which causes a squeezing of the sciatic nerves, which causes the pain in the legs. And the reason why she has it at night is because she's laying down. She's in a position in which she's pinching those nerves, the sciatic nerves coming out of the lower spinal cord in the lumbar area of her back. So there's several things she needs to do. Number one, she needs to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley rye, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go.
That's way up on your list, isn't it?
That's the top of the list because it maximizes absorption, because there's no sense taking the supplements if you're not going to absorb them. And then she didn't give a weight, did she?
No, she did not.
Okay, we'll go by 100 pounds of body weight. Per 100 pounds of body weight, I want her to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month so she can take a full dose of everything twice a day. I want her to also take our MSM, take three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month or big bottles, and they will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, very important here. Also, the bones and bone matrix, which includes the bone marrow cavity and the immune system. And she needs vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. She needs our glucagel, which rebuilds all these collagen tissues, including artery walls and vein walls and disc and stuff. And within 2 weeks, she'll start seeing benefit. Within 60 to 90 days, all this will be gone. I don't care if she's had it for 40 years.
Wow.
But she's got to get rid of all the bad foods so she can absorb the nutrients. Just taking the nutrients is not enough. But the clues are all there. She only has it when she lays down. She doesn't have it when she's walking around during the day. When she lays down, the position straightens out her back and puts pressure on the sciatic nerves, and that's why she has all these pain down in her legs.
Another email in from Benjamin. He says, "Doc, I've had a lot of stress lately. Who hasn't because of COVID and everything else?
Yeah.
I noticed that you have what is called Stress D supplements. What are they?"
Okay. We have a lot of supplements that deal with stress. One is de-stress, okay? You could take three of those twice a day. De-stress capsules, that's in addition to the 90 essential nutrients and staying off all the bad foods. You can't just take those things because you won't absorb them. You just take them and you don't change your diet. De-stress, one of my favorite products, it covers a lot of territory. And then I like also the BTT 2.0 tablets. You take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And they're designed to relieve inflammation. Also, they will...
There's that word again, inflammation.
Yep. Yeah. And they also will support the immune system. So take three of those twice a day. That's in addition to the 90 essential nutrients. And, of course, that's our basic program. Economical, the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. But I even like better, in the past 15 years, we came up with what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. We actually invented that for Evander Holyfield when he lost his heavyweight championship to Michael Moore. He had a heart attack in the 12th round, and he lost the fight because he couldn't answer the bell. We invented that for him. We gave it to him three times a day for a year and a half. He came back a year and a half later and beat Iron Mike Tyson to get his heavyweight championship
wow.
back.
That's
now, who has a heart attack and then wins a heavyweight championship fight?
Nobody. Nobody. That is amazing.
So you give the body the raw materials. It has the capacity to heal itself cell by cell, tissue by tissue, organ by organ. And so this includes, again, your body. We have, again, the de-stress capsules, but we also have things like Cell Shield RTQ. I'd like to do a hair analysis once a year. I do a hair analysis once a year to see if you have any toxic metals you've accumulated. And we have what we call we have the herbal rainforest, which has 13 cleansing herbs and 75 minerals. And so when you get the hair analysis back, it'll tell you what nutrients you need to take extra to deal with the lead or the mercury or uranium or whatever bad minerals you got. And it'll also tell you, the hair analysis will also tell you if you're absorbing or not. If all the bars are down below the bottom line, you're not absorbing. Even if you're supplementing, that's because you're eating gluten and you can't absorb the nutrients. So these are very useful things, and these are things you can do yourself. And that's why we have a couple of things. We have, of course, the Red Warning Light CD. It goes into about 8 or 9 of these pre-existing conditions like kidney failure, you're on dialysis, things like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, that kind of stuff. Also, we have a CD and a DVD. I don't know if we've ever talked about this one. It's called Is Your Doctor Killing You?
Yeah, you mentioned that last time, I think.
Yeah. If you're on 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 prescriptions, you're seeing 4 or 5 different doctors, and they're all saying, well, don't worry about insurance pays for it. Well, they're just managing your symptoms. They're milking your insurance policy like a dairy farmer milks his cows. And so they're all, you know, putting their kids through college through your health insurance program. Why not get rid of it all, add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life, and let the doctor find another way to make an income?
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to start calls now, and we'll take calls next hour as well. Tom is taking your text and tweets if you can't get in, and we're here to help you, and that's the important thing. As I was driving in today, Doc, before we hit the break, I was thinking about you and how important it is for your health, for people, for their families, for the people they care about. If they don't take care of their health, they've got nothing, do they?
That's right. And, of course, one of the great examples I like to show is, first of all, the human life expectancy for all humans, including Americans, is 155. If you do everything right, you should be able to live to be 155. In America, our average lifespan is 75, and we're leaving 80 years on the table.
We are, and it's dropping. Doc, we'll talk more about it, and we'll take calls. CriticalHealthNews.com or the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. Ruth was so excited to provide that testimonial.
That's beautiful.
She was so excited. And that's another one who I think you have literally saved her life.
Yeah. Well, we have about 2 million people a month where we get that kind of testimony from all over the world. We're in 60 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just being overwhelmed now with so many people coming to us because of testimonies like that. It's a beautiful thing. And it's all natural. It's all natural. No surgery required. And, you know, we have new books out and stuff like that. So there's all kinds of information that people can have so they can do this themselves.
And you have a free app, too, in the App Store for your smartphones, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
Grab them, too. Doc, right before the break, before we take calls, we were talking about how important it is for people to be healthy, to take care of the people they care about. And you were elaborating on that.
Yeah, of course, that's just a beautiful thing. You want to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. So you can spend time with the people you love. You can do the things you like, whether it's fishing or golf or basketball or painting whittling or whatever you want to do. Why would you give up 80 years of your life just because you don't want to eat a certain way or just because you don't want to take the effort to take supplements to give your body what it needs to maintain itself? Well, my doctor, you know, people always tell me, George, my doctor said I can get everything I need just by eating well. And that's why we have the CD and the DVD, Is Your Doctor Killing You? Because they give a lot of inaccurate advice because they really don't know. they really don't know, and so they just answer a question, they make it up, they say it's genetic. Well, there are no genetic diseases. That's why I'm considered one of the two founding fathers of the science of epigenetics. I got a great book, Epigenetics, and two CDs that go along with it, along with Bruce Lipton. He and I are considered the two fathers of the science of epigenetics.
Yep.
And so you may even want to have him on your show.
Well, he's been on. He's been on before. He's a good guy.
Yeah, very good.
All right, let's take some calls. They're lining up here for you.
And, okay.
Again, if you miss what Doc Wallach says, here's the number to call because folks are taking notes on what he says. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll start by going to Tom, truck driving in California. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Hey. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, I'm having a problem with plantar fasciitis. And I noticed my index fingers are starting to lock up now also, and I'm not sure what's going on with all that.
Okay. How old are you and how much you weigh?
I'm 57 years old, and I weigh 220 pounds.
Okay. How tall are you, sir?
6'3".
Pretty good size. He's 6'3",
yeah.
Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nice, you know, good weight for a truck driver. That's a good thing. And so, do you have any gray or silver hair?
Yeah, I have gray and balding hair, I guess.
Okay. Do you have any varicose veins or spider veins in your legs or feet?
No.
Okay. Do you have any skin problems? Any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Sometimes I get some rashes around my stomach area and.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, the reason I'm asking that, they kind of go along with plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is a breakdown of the connective tissue. It's a kind of a big flat tendon that goes from the ball of your foot to your heel, and it kind of keeps your arch in the proper angle and all that kind of stuff. Do you have any low back problems?
Yeah, sometimes I do. It's
okay.
Off and on.
Do you ever have any hiccups or dizziness?
Yeah, I did one time. They give me Klonopin or something to get rid of the hiccups.
Okay. Well, you have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which causes hiccups, causes things like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a dry, non-productive cough. Also, it can cause gastroparesis, problems in your stomach. When you have stuff going on in your index fingers, your hands, and your wrists, and the doctors will say, oh, you got carpal tunnel syndrome, we're going to do surgery, your skull is squeezing your spinal cord as the spinal cord comes out of the back of the skull. Even doctors don't know your spinal cord is formed in your brain, comes out of the back of the skull. When you have osteoporosis of the skull, it squeezes that spinal cord and causes things, it's kind of like sciatica in your shoulders and your arms, just like when you have low back problems, causes hammer toes and burning and numbness in your feet and toes, same principle. So at 200-and-something pounds, I want you to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rice, no sugar. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin, but it's still gluten. And then what you want to do is take three of the MSM tablets three times a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month to pull that off. And again, they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between vertebrae, the bone matrix, which includes the skull here, because you got a lot of things going on with your skull, and you don't have to be, it's not an age thing, it's an osteoporosis. We actually have a book out called It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. You can be born with it, you can get it when you're 6 years old, you can get it when you're a teenager, you can get it when you're a middle-aged person. It's not an aging thing. And when you have gray silver hair, you have varicose veins. The same nutrient deficiency that causes gray hair and varicose veins is the same nutrient deficiency that results in ruptured aneurysms in the brain and the heart, which caused sudden death. Killed Michael Jackson when he was 51 years old, and he'd had all these signals for 25, 30 years. The doctors kept telling him, oh, you have vitiligo, you're losing your skin color. Your hair is white, and you need to. It's a genetic thing. You got to wear a wig and wear tattoos and put makeup on your skin so that people don't know you're turning white. And he died of a ruptured aortic aneurysm when he was 51 years old because doctors misdiagnosed it and told him he had a genetic thing, but it was really just a nutritional deficiency.
And he gave him too much drugs too, Doc. Huh?
Oh yeah, for pain, absolutely. They gave him drugs for pain, absolutely.
Good luck, Tom. And again, if you missed anything, call this toll-free number 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of the phone number like that. Even though there's one extra digit, you won't have to worry about it. Doc, how many years you've been doing this now?
Over 50 years, George.
Good for you.
I've been doing gluten-free and taking the 90 for 74 years. Most people, when they look at me, they think I'm in my 50s. And
that's true. Now that I've had lunch with you many times, and you look younger than I do.
Well, I don't know about that, but I certainly don't look like I'm 82, and I can still handle myself pretty good. You know, I had three guys try to rob me in a mall, shopping mall, about 20 years ago, and one guy in the middle, he punched me in the face and knocked out one of my teeth, and I punched him in the face several times and knocked out all of his teeth, so the other two ran away.
I love it. Tom takes text and tweets for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, this one from Janelle in East Texas. Can Doc please talk about skin tags? I know I get them, and how do I get rid of them?
Skin tags are like little moles or something, Doc, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're flat. They're flat moles.
Wiggly little things.
Yeah, and of course, they're caused by nutritional deficiencies of sulfur compounds. In the skin, of the connective tissue in the skin. The same thing is happening in your arteries, in your veins, and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and things, in your lungs, your trachea, bronchi, where there's cartilage. And so it's very important to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight, divide it up so you're getting equal stuff twice a day. And if you only weigh 130 pounds, you'll get an extra bottle of arsenium, not from Walgreens, but arsenium, because there's five cofactors in there, one of which is very, very important for the connective tissue in the skin. And then we also have a product called Hair, Skin, and Nails. You want to take three of those twice a day, Hair, Skin, and Nails, two bottles a month. Don't forget the anti-inflammatory stuff like BTT 2.0 tablets. It's not a replacement for the BTT 2.0 powder, which is vitamins and minerals. The tablets are antioxidants and also support the immune system. And so that'll work there. And, of course, the vitamin D3 helps out in this case. Don't forget those hair, skin, and nails. That'll be a beautiful thing for skin tags.
Sure. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. And again, download their free app in your app store and just put it on your smartphone and look at it all the time and get some information. And, Doc, at what age should a parent start schooling their youngster about health issues like this?
I would say 12 months before they get pregnant. Okay. The parents need to be taking all these things themselves. And for all through the pregnancy, of course, there are no genetically transmitted diseases. And so if they do this, we can eliminate all birth defects. And so when the kid's born, if the mother's going to breastfeed the baby, she has to take extra. Let's say she weighs 140 pounds and she's going to breastfeed her baby. Instead of taking one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month, she needs to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. So the breast milk will be loaded with these nutrients for the baby. If she's going to be giving the Enfamil and Similac and other milk replacers, we have what we call Kids Toddy, Cal Toddy, the EFAs, and you want to be giving those kids that, you know, it gives you the dosage on the labels and put them in the baby formulas, and it'll be giving all these nutrients to the babies as the baby's growing up. And then when the kid starts, you know, three, four, five, 6 years old, wanting to have sodas and stuff like that, we have the Rebound, we have that sort of stuff. Also, kids' sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts to be, instead of selling cookies with gluten in it, they need to be selling the kids' sprinkles, which are vitamins and minerals that they are coated with a watermelon flavor.
What a great idea.
And so they should be selling these things, and they can sprinkle them on their gluten-free ice cream. I put on my gluten-free ice cream, the kids' sprinkles, and it tastes like watermelon. And it's just a lovely way to get extra vitamins and minerals for kids. And they like it. And, of course, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts saved America after the Second World War, when all the young people were still over in Europe and Asia and the Pacific trying to rebuild the world after the war. The Girl Scouts and Brownies and the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts actually saved America by doing all the things that the young people used to do. And so we need to engage them again because of all the spiking of these various variants of COVID, the original one, the Delta and the Lambda. So we need to get the scouting involved, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, get them involved here, and we will pay them. They get car bonuses. Even if they're only 6 years old, they can get a car bonus, and their older brothers and sisters can drive the car until they get old enough to drive it.
Let's go to Carol in New Jersey. Get this call in before the break. First time caller. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Should I shut my radio?
Yeah, turn the radio down and tell us what your situation is.
Okay, I mentioned two questions, but now I have a third question. So I'll try to go quickly. Mitral valve prolapse and with acute regurgitation, and they're recommending some kind of surgery.
Okay, well, give me 90 days before you do the surgery because the odds are you won't need it. When you have mitral valve prolapse, your heart is enlarged. You have congestive heart failure, which is a deficiency of certain nutrients. And how much do you weigh and how old are you?
I weigh 110, and I'm 45.
Okay, do you have gray silver hair?
Yeah, I have a little bit.
Well, yeah.
A little bit, Doc, just a little bit.
Only if you even have one, it counts. Do you have any varicose veins or spider veins in your feet or legs?
I do have, I do have varicose veins.
Okay, well, the same deficiency that causes gray hair and white hair and spider veins and varicose veins causes aneurysms. But also, there's another nutrient that causes a breakdown of the heart muscle, and the heart dilates. And so that's why the valve prolapses, because instead of the heart being toned up and tight and the valve leaves meet, as the heart dilates, the valves are separating, so they don't meet properly, and that's why you have the problem. And so give us the 90 days. So here we go, 110 pounds. Get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat butter, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. I'd have you take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Get an extra bottle of arsenium with the five cofactors in it. So you can take six of arsenium with the five cofactors a day, two with each meal. And that will tone up your heart muscle. But I also want you to get our de-stress capsules. That's another one that could be missing causing this. So you take de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. And between the de-stress capsules are selenium with those cofactors, and then it's 215 nutrients in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack.
And if you miss any of this, Carol, I'm going to give you a number to call for people who are taking notes for you, so don't worry.
Okay, one more thing I need to throw in here, George. That's the MSM for the connective tissue in the valves, and the connective tissue, which is kind of like the support tissue in the walls of the muscle of the heart. The heart will rebuild itself very quickly within days and weeks. And so that's why I say, give us 90 days before you do any surgery. I have done autopsies on so many people where the diagnosis on the lab work and the report was the surgery was a success, but the patient died.
Carol, you have a second question, but we're coming up to the top of the hour. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get you when we come back. So don't hang up. And again, that number, write this down, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. You can call that number and get all the information that Doc Wallach was just telling you over the phone. Doc, how many people do you think you've helped in these 50 years?
Oh, my gosh, millions. Definitely millions. I would say probably I'm talking about worldwide in 60 countries, and some countries aren't really registered, but people... You know, like today, we just had an order for 10 cases of books from a bookstore in England.
Oh, that's fantastic. Doc, stay with us. We're going to come back for your final hour with final phone calls, text, and tweets as well. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com.